We now have Garden City head coach Tom Minnick from the football team getting their 27-22 win over Butler last week. Coach, congratulations on the win, firstly. It was back and forth game that, you know, they just tied at halftime. You guys did a great job in the second half. How rewarding is it to get that win over Butler after all the hard work you put in this offseason?
It was great. You know, we've had that marked on our calendar for a long time just to revenge that loss that, you know, last year, which we lost in the last 3 minutes. So it's kind of great to get that win in the last couple minutes and move on with this game, because that was one that was circled. It's Butler, and I think there's a lot of teams in the conference that just, where everything's about, you know, Butler. It's everything's about Butler, so everybody in the conference kind of goes after them, and that's kind of how we were too.
It was one of those first games of the season under the lights for the first time. How do you think your players handled the not only adversity in that game that they saw, but also just the anticipation from, you know, having to wait a lot of time to play week one?
Yeah, we had a lot of kids step up, leaders of their groups, leaders of the position groups that helped the kids get by. Some of the young kids that haven't played in a while, and reeled them back in, and we played really well at the end and overcame some things, you know, holding calls or whatever it may be, and just told them it's going to happen. You just got to play through it and get after it even more. So they did. They listened to us and didn't really, you know, get mad about the call or whatever. They just played harder and kind of proud of them for that. And we just got to continue to do that, have leaders step up and talk to the other kids about doing the right things and playing hard. So
those players who do stepped up in those leadership positions, had you mentioned it to them, or did they all of themselves?
Yeah, a couple of them did it just themselves in the locker room. They stepped up in the locker room and just took care of the team when we were out talking about adjustments and stuff like that. They stepped up and talked to the team at halftime. So I was really proud of a couple of them that stepped up and said, this is not how it's going to be. This is what we got to do. And they came out and played really well second half.
How important is it for those players to have that mindset already in week one of the season, knowing what the standard of what this program is?
It's really good knowing that you got some leaders going to step up and hold others accountable for their actions and stuff like that. So I'm really proud of a couple guys that did that for us in the locker room.
So in the first half, you guys had over 20 minutes of possession, and in the second half, you seemed to really blow the run game open, kind of ground and pound Butler in the second half. Was that the game plan going into that game, or is that more of an adjustment that you guys made in the second half?
Kind of probably adjustment. I mean, we throw the ball a lot. They were doing some things in the secondary and you know, being the first game, you know, not seeing some stuff. They threw some blitzes in there that we haven't seen before. You just had to overcome it and get them on the sideline and coach them up on it, and they did a better job second half with it. Really, the quarterback made some plays that, you know, he's got some feet to make some plays, but he also missed some plays where, you know, he's supposed to read the hot, and he didn't hit the hot. He just took off and run and got sacked, and that was a problem. But we're going to coach him up this week to being better with that, and we should be fine.
With all the adjustments that you made at halftime, how proud are you for the players for handling that stuff?
The adjustments, we didn't make a ton.
Okay.
There's a couple, but it's just more the mindset of getting the players on the right page. You know, 7-7 going in a half, that you're still in the game. You know, you're far better athletes than what they had, but, you know, that doesn't always mean a win. Just because you got better athletes or whatever it may be, you got to play, and you got to do things right. And they finally came together and said, hey, we just got to do stuff right the right way, and we'll be fine, which they did the second half.
So James Jones, 118 yards, 2 touchdowns, was named Kansas Jayhawk Co-Offensive Player of the Week. How much has he improved from this time last year to now?
A lot, knowing what he was supposed to do, because he came in and made it after one day being here. We got him late last year, and we kept him over a transfer kid. He's really good when he knows what he's doing. Last year, he didn't know what he was doing. Two games he started, he rushed for 100 yards last two games. He's got so much talent. He just gotta keep learning each and every week what we're trying to do with him, and he'll be fine.
He's someone that really took last season to heart, the 4-6 finish. How important is that to have in your offense?
It's important because, I mean, I think everybody that was here last year is taking it to heart. You know, 4-6, that's not who we are. That's not who the coaches are. And it's kind of bad, you know, when you sit back and you look at it and say that's the first losing season that I've ever had. And it was a mix of things, you know, the stroke and the kids just not buying into what we're trying to do and some other things that happened. But I think this year we got it under control, and the guys are doing great. The coach is doing a great job just reeling kids back in and saying, hey, you got a good football team. You just got to take care of the little things, and the big things will happen for you. So we're getting after it.
Just a sidebar really quickly. I know it's only about a month into the season with camp starting, you know, August 1st. How do you feel about the buy-in of this year's team? What have they done to really buy into what you guys want to do this year?
Well, it's way better than what it was last year. Last year was too much bickering and stuff like that. You got kids holding kids accountable this year and saying we don't need that. And, you know, junior college football, you always have guys, something goes wrong, they always want to bicker and stuff. But now I think this year's team, guys have been good about stepping up and cutting that off. So I'm proud of some of the guys have been doing that. It just helped us out in the long run.
You guys got a great rushing game from James, as mentioned, but also Fred Davis. He had 64 yards, scored a touchdown in his Garden City debut. What did you make of him?
He should be pretty good because he was a first-team All-American in FCS. So, I mean, I expected it from him. So, I mean, I got 1-2 punch that is dangerous if they stay healthy.
What would you say stood out about Fred, besides the fact he was a first-team in the FCS, that made you want to go after him in the portal?
He's a physical runner and he's got great balance. He'll run over somebody and be able to cut right after he runs over somebody. So it's just his mentality. You know, he's played at that Division I level, even though it was FCS. There's some good football players down there, and he's just like it. He's really smart as well. So he has that thing. We can use him some different ways. You know, he fake punt. He got the ball and get us a first down. And I haven't had a power back like that I could trust to say, hey, I'm going to give it to him on fourth down, and he's going to make it every time since Damian Williams. So he's like that. I'd trust him to get the 1 yard because he's hard to tackle.
I actually wanted to transition into that fake punt call. So you had the pass interference called back because of a holding. So it was 4th and 6. You send the punt team out there, and you still fake it, get that first down with Fred, and then James scores on the next play. How confident were you in the offense to execute in that situation?
Very confident. Like I said, I'm going to be confident with my backs because I got two pretty good ones. So it's just like when I had Damian, you know, I was confident every time I went for it on fourth down because I knew he was going to get the first down. So, and I mean, I think we were like 10 of 12 that year in fourth downs just because you could count on him just having the mentality to say, I'm going to get the first down. And that's how these two guys are, too, as well. They want the ball. Give me it. I'll get it on 4th and 5 or whatever it is. I'm going to get it. So I'm happy with that situation right now.
I want to ask you, obviously, you're talking about this 1-2 punch with James Jones and Fred Davis. How long has it been for you personally where you felt this confident in a pair of backs this early in a season?
Since I had Damian.
Okay.
I had Damian and Reggie Bullock. They were both kids, one was a player of the year, and the other one is a backup. If we'd have beat East Mississippi in the national championship, he'd have probably got it as well. Damian would have. So, very confident in these two right now.
What are some traits that Damian had while he played under you that you kind of want Fred and James to learn throughout the season?
And they already got it. I mean, they got it. You know, they tell me, I want the ball. I'm going to get the first down. I'm going to run over this kid and get everybody excited, you know. That's what it's all about, being a back, and these two are pretty good. I mean, I compare them to, you know, like I had with Reggie and Damian, and I had a couple good ones here as well that are in the NFL as well. So I've had a stream of backs that have done really well in our systems, even the spread system and in the pro style offense, that have really excelled and been able to get themselves through the 4-year school and get to the NFL. And so I'm happy about that.
Now, I'm a fan that, you know, obviously no good run game is complete without a great offensive line in front of them. I thought the offensive line really pushed around Butler in the second half. What did you make your offensive line's game in week one?
They've done really well. Coach Race done a really good job with our offensive line this year. We had some problems with pass protection. I think just because we were kind of not ready for some of the blitzes. And they did a good job of disguising some stuff. And we just got to be ready, you know, for, you know, when Iowa Central throws some stuff, because they run a different defense in 3-man, so they like to put some pressure on you. So if we can do that, we've been working on it all this week. So we'll be fine, because Rafe does a great job with the offensive line.
Can you describe what he's like day in, day out in operations?
He's just a positive person. He sees the good in everything. You know, you come back and you're upset and this and stuff. He goes, well, it could be this way, it could be that way. He's always a positive person, so which is great for us.
Now, defensively, you guys gave up 226 yards on the ground to Butler last year. This year, you only gave up 62. And if you take away that 30-yard touchdown they had, they were averaging less than 1.3 yards per carry. What was the game plan to sort of neutralize Butler defensively?
Well, they weren't getting the yardage they did last year. That was one thing we made clear throughout spring ball and summer ball, that they weren't getting that yards. Our defenses don't play like that, and Coach Chanel did a great job getting them ready. We prepared. Plus, we have some really good football players on the defense side, so that was expected going in.
Is it tough for week one for a defense? You're trying to prepare for a Butler team, but they've got, you know, 9 to 10 new starters. How hard is it to prepare week one for defense, and how awesome is it to see that execute so well?
Defense usually is, you know, they're ahead of the offense. So going into it, I felt really well going into it, because, like I said, we have some dudes that can run around, make some plays. They had a hard time with our front guys. You know, all of them up front are all dudes, really. And they had trouble moving those guys out of the way. So we were getting in there and holding the gap and shutting down the road, you know, their run game. You know, they had that back from Oklahoma that was supposed to be pretty good and shut him down. So, I mean, I feel real good about, you know, anybody tries to run the ball on us, we'll be stout, you know. And even in the back end with a couple, you know, they tested our corner that's I call him 5'9", but he's not 5'9". He's probably 5'10", 5'11". But they tested him all the time, and they were 0 for like 8 testing him. So he's a really good football player from Texas, come out of great Texas high school, North Shore, and we're very proud of him. So I'm sure they'll find somebody else to try to pick on this week. So
I thought the defensive line played really well in that first week. They had a couple tackles for loss in the first half. They got pressure all throughout the game. Is there more to come from that unit this season?
Yes, I mean, if you know, I don't know how we didn't get a lot more holding calls for us with those guys up front. I mean, it's just one of those things. How or not they getting, you know, holding calls when they're in the backfield? They had 5 sacks. They should have had a lot more if they would have called the holding calls, but they didn't do it. It happens, you know. Every game, I mean, every play you probably could call holding on the offensive line, but it didn't happen this week, so we'll see what happens next week.
Defensively, amongst the linebackers, I noticed that Ja'Cory didn't feature as much in that game. How do you feel that Jairus Goodman did a good job to step up?
He did a really good job. He's really smart. He can run. Great kid. And he stepped up last week and played really well, so I'm glad for that.
Him and Sam, I thought, did a really good job just commanding the defense. The IQ between those two, how important is that?
It's very important. I mean, you could be the best player, and if you're not very smart, it hurts you. Those two are real smart kids and do things right. So, I mean, they were in a position to make plays, and they did.
So you guys move up to number 9 in the polls, all the way up to number 5 this week. I know it's early on in the season, but what's the attitude that you have to make sure that ranking doesn't go to the players' heads?
And you know what does. It goes to their heads. I mean, I've been doing this a long time, and the polls mean nothing. I mean, polls don't mean anything until at the end. So, you know, you go watch teams, and you see teams on film. And I mean, I've seen everybody in the league except for one team. And we can compete in this league and get things done. But you got to show up and play because people have got better. People have got worse, you know. Butler was a good football team. We beat a good football team. I mean, I say we play sloppy. Yeah, we play sloppy and did some stupid things, mistakes. There's penalties, but there's penalties across the country. I mean, we watching games and people have 10 out there playing or 12 out there playing. It happens everywhere. We had it happen to us too. So when people talk, oh, undisciplined, this and that, well, it's everybody. It's the first game of the season. So every game I watched, it happened, and some bad things happened to that team or whatever. So we just have to – the biggest gains are from week one to week two. We just got to get better this week. And if we do that, we'll be fine. But we just got to get better.
The last 5 minutes were a little crazy in that game. A couple penalties laid on against your team, the onside kick recovery. But the defense held firm. What's the key to cleaning up sort of those last 5 minutes?
You just got to play. I mean – you got to know that this is game time. It's the fourth quarter. It's win or lose. You got to play. And they showed up and they played, held them. You know, after they got the onside, they held them. They tried to hit us on a couple big plays down the sideline, trying to get pass interference, and they did on one of them. And then they moved the ball down, and just we made a big play and intercept the ball and end up winning the game. So, I mean, it could have went either way. But our kids held in, or tight, and had confidence they're going to win the game.
Taking on Iowa Central this week. This is a team that scored for fun last year. They beat you guys 40-21 here last season. You go to Iowa this year. What were some things that didn't go your way in last season's game?
A lot of things. I try to forget that game.
Okay.
But I mean, yeah, there's some things on the sideline that went wrong. I mean, it's a bunch of things. I don't want to go into all of them, but it's going to get cleaned up, and we'll be ready to go. Come up. Last time we were there, we beat them there. So we're going into the same mindset. Last time we were there, we beat them, so that's what's going to happen.
Opposing against Jesse Montalta, who's the sixth-year head coach for the Tritons, what stands out about the way that he runs his team over there at Iowa Central?
He does a good job. He gets some good players. He's a good football coach, good offensive mind. He's going to have them ready. He always does. So we just have to be ready when we show up.
I know you mentioned you guys won the last time you went there. Is it a tough place to play in Fort Dodge?
It's always a tough place when you play on the road, you know, because you got to be 14 points better. We tell the kids all the time because you get the refs, you got the fans, you got, you know, their home field. So you got to be 14 points better when you go in and play somebody.
What are some things that you really want to repeat from last week's performance if you want to start 2-0?
No turnovers. That was a big one. We didn't have a turnover, which helped us out. If we can get rid of the couple sacks they had against us, that would be better. And just repeat same defensive intensity, and then the running backs have a good game, and then start to get the passing game. You know, we got to get Demas involved, Cameron Laybourne involved, K2 involved. It's just kids that can make plays for us, and we have a ton of them. We just got to get them involved. And last week, we were then get everybody involved. We got two backs involved pretty well. But now we got to get some of the receivers involved, and then we'll be hard to stop.
Just one last question about the passing game from last week. No turnovers, as you mentioned, but no passing touchdowns as well. Jalen was pretty accurate, got some big plays later on in the second half. What do you think let me start with this. Firstly, were you surprised about how the passing game didn't get it going as well as you guys threw it last year?
I think they were kind of banking on us throwing all the time. And I would be too with all the receivers we got. You did your show with about all the receivers, so they knew they were coming. But they did a pretty good job containing that and then throwing some of those blitzes in that helped them get to the quarterback. That kind of helped them a little bit. So we spend a lot of time dealing with the blitzes this week and the passing game, putting some other stuff in and stuff like that. So we should be all right. We just, like I said, our offense is dangerous if we get it moving. And usually the offense is a lot slower than the defense when it comes to it starting off. So if we can get it going, we'll be all right.
Do you think that's the key, just handling pressure against the Titans this week?
Yeah, handling the pressure and then getting our receivers started somehow. If we can get those started and have a good running game, we'll be right in the mix.
Got it. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.